Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and here we are on a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. I'm excited because I get to do radio again. And it's a different week this week. Last week it seemed like when I was talking, I didn't feel like I had as much material as I could have had. And I really wanted a lot of people to call in, and you know, they didn't, and that's okay too. Now tonight I have so many things to talk about. In fact, I was just talking with the producer here at the studio about having a camera in here, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, looking at the table, I have papers, I have charts, I have everything all over the table, and I'm wondering, do I want people witnessing what I'm doing as I get ready for a radio program? And that's okay too, because it's a process of just like cooking a meal. It's the chopping, it's the blending and the whipping and everything that comes together. When you're doing anything, whether you're doing a workshop, whether you're doing a program, it just really doesn't make any difference. So whatever you're doing right now as you're listening to this program, maybe it would be a distraction to have you watching. Because one of the most important things that I got out of radio when I was a little kid was I got to use my imagination. When you can imagine and pretend, it's much more vivid than you sitting and watching me talking to you. I mean, I have that happening in the television program. However, I do use a lot of visuals. And I want to welcome all the people who are tuning in for the first time. I thank you. I welcome all the people who are tuning in I think this is my fourth program, maybe my fifth, I'm not sure. And I especially want to thank Darcy, who sent, if you listened to the last program, she was my last caller, and she sent me this fabulous, fabulous affirmation. And she comes out of Seattle, Darcy T. Peace at Comcast.net. I want to thank you very much. Her quote is, I am. And, of course, you have the mighty I Am presence when you do that. I am at peace, and all the chaos around me does not disturb my peace of mind, for all is well in my world. I want to repeat that again. Thank you, Darcy. I am at peace, and all the chaos around me does not disturb my peace of mind, for all is well in my world. She had two or three other quotes, and if you're interested, I will email those on to you with her permission. So, anyway, what I'm getting during this last week is that there's a peeling away of the layers. We're in some times, some troubled times, some chaotic times, and it's all in how we treat it. And I'm right in there with all the rest of you in the peeling of the layers. It's like the onion gets peeled. As I always used to say, let's get in the center of the onion and let it putrefy and then just kind of let the whole thing go. And it's a total surrender. Now, because I live in Eugene, Oregon, we have the privilege of having Nikki Scully here. And if you don't know her, you must get to know her. She wrote a book called Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt. In fact, she's in Egypt at the present time, and I had the honor of going to an alchemical healing circle, which some of her students put on. And it's been a while since I've gone to any class. And if you live in the Eugene area, by the way, it's free the first Wednesday of every month. And I would encourage you to attend. It was a deep, deep meditation. And what happens in this deep meditation, they were evoking and invoking our healing masters, our power animals, our divas of the plant kingdom, and the water nymphs, and the air. What do you call the energies around air? Maybe you can tell me. Anyway, it was all about causing change using the elements, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. So I thought as we led out tonight, I'd like to walk you through a visualization. It's part of some of the training that I received and actually some of the intuitive development that I use. So I want you to, because I don't have to tell you, if you're driving, don't do this because you're not driving, and maybe you are. I'd like to have you just first think about what you'd like to change. When I went in, I didn't know what I wanted to change. And it ended up, I didn't know when I got walked out of the class what I had, or this healing circle, what I had changed. I just know that, you know, many times when we receive healings, when we go into deep meditation, we're walking, we're daydreaming, and ahas come in, and we don't know exactly what is happening at that present moment. We just know that there's been a shift. For example, I'm going to use the example of Henrique in Brazil, Brasilia. I had a visitation, wonderful, and yet I fell asleep. I knew that he had come, and I knew that he was there, and I didn't. And normally I would feel it. The next day I thought, I wonder what I felt. And then about 2-3 days later, I started to feel happier, more at peace, more in harmony than I had ever felt before. So it wasn't in the moment of whatever, and as he says, he doesn't do it. He connects to my guides, my angels, and he's in such connection with the other side. And that's what I've been really asking, to peel away the layers and then the levels of anything that has come over the top of it, anything in the spiritual realm, anything past karma that would get in my way to be able to access my guides on the other side. And I believe that's the most important thing that we can access, because then we have a direct connection to God. So, first of all, you've decided what you're going to change, or you haven't. We just know that the change is in the air. So I'm just putting it out that whatever you're changing, it is so. Now, normally I would play some music. I'm not going to do that tonight because I don't have permission from some of the music I have here. So we're going to enter into the realm of the elements, of the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. And as we come into this whole area and arena, one of these elements is going to be the predominant one. It could be the earth, that is like the earthquake. It could be, the rock and roll. It could be an avalanche. It could be kind of like moving soil that's like in a sandstorm that we're starting to move. It could be the water, like in a gushing mountain stream. It could be the ocean waves. Whoo! The clapping of it. It could be the air where it's blowing and there's hurricanes and there's tornadoes. It could be the fire, as in a forest fire, all-consuming. And each of these elements has a different attribute, and I've given you just a little bit of it. When we come into this area, we're going to come in kind of fast. And I'd like to have you have an anchor place. Can you just imagine this? A huge rock. Maybe if you're in San Francisco area, you have the Alcatraz. If you're in Mount Shasta, maybe you have the mountain. If you're here in Eugene, you've got some small hills around the area. Maybe that's it. Or maybe you just have a visualization of maybe a windmill. That came popping into my head. It's something that's stable and where you can land on it. And it seems like I always chose this huge rock because I felt secure on it. I knew that it wasn't going any place, and in my mind's eye, I was okay. So we're about ready to do some major changing. Whew, take a nice deep breath. And just breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. Another nice deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. We're ready for change. And the word change is in our mind. If we know what we want to change, perhaps it's changing relationship, it's changing our business, changing the financial money flow. Let's just let it come as we come into. And I want you to start lifting your energy, just like you're in an elevator. We're going all the way to the top. Now, when I was in San Francisco, I used to interview Reverend Mama. She's on the other side now. And she used to say, okay, we're going all the way to the top. And so we're just visualizing, lifting our energy up and up and up. Feels like you're going right up through the crown chakra and through the pineal gland, up, up, up. And we're getting ready to go into one of these elements just once. We're going to come flying in. We're going to fly into either earth that's moving, come into air that's moving, come into fire that's moving, or you're going to come into water that's moving. Okay, it doesn't make any difference. The first thing that pops into your head, you're going to grab it. I want you to come in. You're coming in real fast. You're going to land on that rock or on that mountain, wherever it is. You land. All around you, one of the elements, just take one. I mean, you can have them all, but then let's just get clear. One of those elements is starting to move. You're safe on the rock or on the mountain. It's moving. It's moving, moving, moving all around you. One of the elements. And it's moving so rapidly. And it's starting to change the whole landscape around you. If you have a house that's dusty and dirty, what it's going to do, it's going to clean out all, if especially if it's air, it's going to clean out all that dust. It's going to create a whirlpool, and it's going to just whip it right out. That's another whirlpool. It's another moving water element. Okay, you've got your element. Whatever that element is, I want you to, now it's moving very rapidly, I want you to slow it down. Because we get to change at our own pace. So it's moving, it's moving, it's slowing down. If it's water, it seems like the waves are gentle, gentle, gentle. If it's a moving earth, which is on the physical plane, it's very slow. If it's an earthquake, it's going very, very, the rock and roll is very slow. Okay, you're starting to change. Now, what is happening is we're taking control of the element. Okay, now let's speed it up just about half speed. It's changing, changing, changing. Okay, let's amp it up. It's moving very rapidly. If it's fire, it's just the fire is licking up. But you are safe on that rock, on that mountain. And all of the change is happening at the cellular level. You have nothing to do except to allow this element to cause change at the cellular level. And we're asking for the highest good of the universe and for the highest good of all around, that this change be gentle and easy with grace. So you have the opportunity to modulate the energy of one of these elements. Now, when you get really good at this, you can add two elements, and you can have them. However, you might get distracted by all of this. So you're taking just one until you've mastered the slowing down in the imaginal realm. Do not start fire and start to do this. Do not, you know, jump in the middle of the ocean and just do this. As you master this, yes, this is an option because this is about magic. This is about being able to control the environment when chaos is coming in. And yes, this will be coming in at a later time. Between now and 2012, we have many different elements that will start moving and changing the topical geography of this planet. And the planet is itself from inside starting to regurgitate and to burp and to move, and the plates underneath are shifting. And yes, as you're working with one of the elements, when you hear that there's an earthquake in San Francisco, you can bring your energy down, 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 down into those plates, those platelets as they start moving back and forth. And yes, if it is appropriate, we can slow it down. However, In the karma of different, I don't mean to sound gloom and doom, in karma or in certain things that people have to change at this deepest possible level, certain ones are required, that is their karma, that is what they came here to do, they must complete this. and they must complete it with perhaps a person that they have a karmic agreement. I'm talking about that which is beyond the karmic lesson we came here to do. It is the, and I don't really have a word for it. I was given the word spirituality by the gentleman in Peru, or in Brazil, and I'm not sure that I'm totally able to encompass all that it is. I just know that I've been working with this, that whatever is in my karmic field, in my energy field, that I want to start changing and shifting it so that I may be pure and clean and able to do the work that is here to do. So again, just now we're still on this rock. We're on the mountain. So let's complete this. I'm just going to take you back through it. What you've just done is you've decided that you're about to change something. Could be your job, could be the situation, could be relationship, anything that you want to change. What we've decided is that we're going to be landing as we enter into this field, this energy field of earth, air, fire, water. And you can go to the etheric also. There's another couple other of these you can use. They're going to land on something that's solid, and you're going to be able to control one of these elements that you're going to be given. Because it's going to be, if it's earth, you're going to be changing something in the physical plane. If it's fire, you're going to change something on the spiritual plane. If it's water, something on the emotional plane. If it's air, something on the mental plane. And if you don't understand it at first, write it down, because whatever you're given is perfect. In fact, if you want to go to Nikki Scully's website, I think it's shamanicjourneys.com, and she actually has this new deck of cards. I was able to interview her on my TV program. And so I just asked a question, and it automatically, you know, gives you four cards. And I read those, and of course she studied the Crowley deck, as have I. And I said, I don't understand how that relates to anything. Well, later that evening, yesterday, when I went to the alchemical healing circle, I certainly did understand, because it was all about the deeper, deeper energy shift that is within each of us, that is what we're changing. And this tool of the elements of entering into this energy field, landing on something solid, and then accepting what spirit gives you, which one of the elements that spirit gives you, and then to be able to slow it down. You notice how my whole energy field shifted, and then to speed it up, because sometimes you want things to move very rapidly. That's how the change can happen. And now as we're going to complete this, you want to always thank spirit for what has been given and what has been received. And of course, the world hates a void, so you've probably shifted and changed something. And so if there's anything that you have shifted out, for example, thrown it into the whirlpool in the water, you want to replace it with unconditional love. So I want you to just notice your body and notice what part of the body and which element. And maybe another element will want to come in and fill the void. So I want you to feel like your entire auric field, entire physical body, emotional, mental, and spiritual body has been filled to capacity. And that you're now complete at this particular time. And you can bring yourself, now before we lifted our energy up, now we're going to bring our energy back down. It's like you're sliding gently down a tree, down the tree trunk. You're going to slide right back into your body. And you're sliding all the way in to the shoulders, to the waist, down into the hips, down into the knees, down into the feet. Rub your feet against the floor, and we are complete. I'd love to hear what has happened with you in and around this particular exercise. You have my email, conrad3198@comcast.net. Love to hear what kind of experience you just had, or if you feel like jumping on the telephone, be my guest. You see the telephone number on the front page. At least I'm sure it's there. I'm not looking at the right page. But anyway, it's there. The direct line is probably the most accessible. If you're out of the country, they have certain numbers just for that. If no one is online with me, the line should be available, and they're monitoring it right now to make sure that if anyone does call, that it's going to put you right through to me. And I will do, of course, we'll find out what has happened with you, and feel free to share, because no one is listening out there, except the whole world. And, of course, this will be archived, and people will have the opportunity to go back in, and they'll be able to go back into this recorded piece. And, by the way, going into the archives, you're able to listen to these over and over again, and I always encourage this. When I do readings, especially if we're in a coaching relationship and a mentoring relationship for any period of time, from 1 week to the next, I ask that people listen to the tape at least 2 to 3 times and then to transcribe the basic information that came out of that. And one person brought, I think, 23 pages in out of an hour reading. For me, that was, it was wonderful because it helped her get the the's and the it's and the twos and the fours. And that was her process, and we can't judge that. It's like the water. It's like the elements. When they move, how can we judge whether it's too slow or too fast? I'd like things to happen sometimes much faster than they do, and maybe some of you out there feel that way. For some of you who are looking for a relationship, my goodness, wouldn't it be nice if it happened right now and you're in the relationship, all the stuff was all over and you're satisfied. Same thing with a new job. You've been laid off. You'd just love it if it happened right here, right now. However, it is what it is, and the element will move at its own pace, as will spirit, as will time, as will space. And we can speed it up. We can slow it down. Sometimes when we speed it up, it's much too fast. And we decide, well, this is really happening way too fast. I'm going to slow this down. Or it's happening too slow and you want to speed it up. And you can test the water to see whether it's too fast or too slow. And you get that element moving at its pace. And you're in sync with that element, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. Wow. It is magic. Okay. As I did this, I was reminded of some of the classes that I used to offer, and I have them all listed on the front page of my website, which is www.mountshastamagic.com. I still carry the Mount Shasta energy with me as I'm here in Eugene. 5 months I've been here. And I had some time to reflect, and things are happening quite rapidly, and I'm just using these elements to slow me down. Because once I got here in Eugene, it's like I hit the ground running and joined so many groups up here. It was almost as if I were deprived of the networking that I absolutely love to do, and it's all about meeting new best friends every day. And it is. I go places and they're just new people that I just, there's someone that's a part of my tribe. And to be part of the tribe means that you've had past connections that were favorable. And sometimes you meet people that are part of your tribe and do they push your buttons. And it's not too pleasant. Well, they've come to play a certain role, and you'll know whether they're part of the tribe. By the feeling. So, anyway, thought I'd give you that piece of information. Well, let me go to the cards. For those people who have just tuned in for the first time, one of the ways that I access advanced information is through my meditation and connecting to God, to Source, to angels, to guides. And when you call in, I will connect with your angels, your guides, your God, my God, our God, and I will bring in information that is, and I've been trying to think of a term that says to think outside the box, to be beyond where I've been before, to be able to bring forth information beyond the solutions that I've always brought in. And I've been really asking a lot of people, it's almost like I'm on a research, to find this term or terms. And it's about branding the work that I do. Because what I do many times is I'm thinking outside the box because I'm accessing that part of my brain, the intuitive intelligence, that in ordinary conversation I don't always have access to. Well, some I'm doing it actually a lot. However, I don't share a lot of this information because it's inappropriate, because I don't know whether, well, I do know. I know whether you're supposed to receive this particular piece of information or whether you're not. So sometimes when I'm out socially or I'm networking at different chamber meetings, I will be in front of someone and the question comes up because people know what I do. They're starting to get to know that. They'll say something to me and I will have an intuitive insight. And it's not always what they need to hear right now, and I'll be told not to give it to them. Okay, I think we have a caller. Who's online?
This is Maria.
I cannot hear you. Can you want to speak a little louder?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, I love it. So, how's the weather back there?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, beautiful. All right. You don't have snow there, do you?
No. It's almost 70 here today.
Oh, wonderful. In paradise you're living.
Kinda.
Okay, Maria, how may I help you?
Well, I've got one deep question. And are you reading cards tonight?
Yes, I am. In fact, I didn't get a chance to go into the other cards, and I'm just going to set those aside because you're part of the program, and I want to just start fresh with these cards. Let me get your question, or if you want just a general reading, that would be fine, too.
I'm going to ask you a very deep question.
Very good.
But it's not an airy-fairy question. Is it possible for a person to incarnate totally with mortal enemies?
Yes. Because of what has happened in other lifetimes. Can you imagine, I'm just going to throw out this, and I'm taking your question very seriously.
I am very serious.
And I'm very serious in the answer. Can you imagine if Hitler were to reincarnate and people recognized his energy, would he have mortal enemies?
I've thought about that, but I don't think I was Hitler.
No, but I'm just using it as an extreme, extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have people that you feel are mortal enemies?
Honestly, I really, it sounds really ungrateful to say it, but I really, the older I've gotten, the more certain I am is I just incarnated totally with mortal enemies. I mean, it's just that's my karmic thing, mortal enemies.
And are you in relationship, deep relationship with these people?
I'm talking about, it's really family. I feel like they're really all mortal enemies.
Well,
I'm not laughing because it's taken me a long time to really get it for what it is, and it's very, very disappointing. But honestly, I'm just asking you.
Yes.
If they could all, because they're, it sounds terrible, but I'm just at a conundrum because it's just, they're just mortal enemies.
Well, when we incarnate, and for those people who believe in past lifetimes, fine. If you don't believe in it, fine. No judgment here. I do believe that we've lived many, many lifetimes. And I pulled a card for you, Maria, and it's the most perfect card. It's the Ten of Swords. Mental ruin. And in and around the mortal enemies. And yes, many times we will incarnate with people in a family where we need to complete so much karma, and it's so traumatic many times, and yes, mortal enemies, because maybe you were the one who killed them in the past lifetime. What I'm always looking for is a solution. If we're in with a family that we, and we, there's no getting around, getting away from a family. They're part of what come, you know, we inherited them. However, with this card, the Ten of Swords, this is the Crowley deck. I want you to visualize there are 10 swords coming together in the center of this card. It's an orange card, which is a lot of energy around it. And so you put this card I pulled thinking of you. There's a lot of energy in and around the mortal enemy ship that is being carried. And each of these 10 swords represents one of the people that are, each one sword represents one member of the family, or it could be a couple people who slipped in as friends, extended family. And they're wrapped around each other in the center. And it's, the word is mental ruin. And this is also for those people who don't have mortal enemies as family. We also have mental thoughts that are our mental enemies. And they will keep coming back again. And I'm going to use an example of building a case against someone. And this is, and I'll admit, this is one of my traits. I have to catch myself every single time. And one of my clients, two of them, in fact, yesterday, they were sharing. This is one of both of them said, these are traits that I know that I have. It's like your mortal enemies in your family. And every time, that would be one of their 10 swords coming together, this mental chatter, the mental ruin that wants to bring you down. Now, in another deck, it shows a person face down, and in the back are all of these 10 swords.
Mm-hmm.
And this could represent the betrayal by 10 people or 10 situations or the 10 mental mind bunnies or whatever that is.
Yeah, but betrayal is at the heart of the situation. Betrayal,
right.
Just utter betrayal.
Utter betrayal, absolutely. But, of course, mental ruin and this mental chatter is betrayal of the love that we have to give to others. And so the solution lies in this card. I have chills on this for you, Maria. You heard that the meditation, the visualization with the elements?
I got part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which element came up for you?
I don't know. Water's usually my element, though. I'm a very highly Pisces, but I missed most of the meditation.
Okay, you can catch it on the archives. Because this is a sword, it's the element of air.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use the air because it's the mental stuff that is really chewing away at you. And for those, there are several out there listening, it's chewing away at many of us. And this is where it's up to us. In the middle of this is this heart. And the heart is illuminated in the background. This is the illumination of the heart of forgiveness and not taking on whatever their stuff is or our stuff. We can only heal on our side. We can heal the whatever it's karma. We're here to heal it on our side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easier said than done.
Right.
Now, I would really like to have you go back and listen to the archive, excuse me, for that, using the element. Because you're so highly evolved spiritually.
True.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is to breathe into the heart in the front and breathe into it from the back. And to call in your guide, God, your power animal, your plant divas, the water nymphs, and whatever the air part of that is. I don't know what that is. It's a diva and a nymph I don't know what the water is. The water element. Whichever, since you are Pisces. Oh, and you are a Pisces. Well, happy birthday.
Sunday.
What day are you? Is it your birthday?
Sunday.
On
the
Sunday,
eighth.
Was that?
That's March the 8th.
The 8th, okay. Let me just add this up, 2008. Okay, that's 9. That is a 12. So you're in the year of, coming into the year of the Hanged Man, if my mathematics is correct.
Oh, my God.
And that's excellent, because what you're doing is you're hanging upside down to let go. And I want all the rest of you out there to just think of whatever mind bunnies you've got going, 10 of them collectively out there that are, you know, whether it's yammer up against the president, yammer against this person or that person or this situation or the school situation, whatever it is. Let's just fill your heart with so much love and let's pretend that we're the Hanged Man and hang upside down. And you're hanging from one foot. And you're looking at the whole world from a different perspective. And underneath your head, the snakes, the sleeping snakes are awakening. This is your awakening to be able, as an enlightened being, which you definitely are, and anyone who listens to this program, they are an enlightened being. So give yourself a pat on the back. And so what you're doing now during the time of Pisces, which is February the 19th through the 20th of March, Pisces is about making manifest the unknown into the known. Whatever these mortal enemies that you have accumulated, that you agreed to keep, they're here to keep you on purpose to either, and for some who, and I'm not sure that's you, Maria, but other people are here to let the anger come up. Because that's, if it's left underneath, as example, in this card, it continues to allow the mind bunnies to continue to work. This is no easy lifetime that you've chosen here.
Oh, it's been really, sometimes I design or hell. And I'm not being negative, but I'm just coming to grips with realities that are, it's almost incomprehensible in some ways. And I am so highly evolved, the thing is, I know they say people are here to make you grow, et cetera,
right.
But people can do a lot of damage to your soul.
Right.
And that's what worries me. I feel like this incarnation has been very damaging to me.
So one of the things then is, as an enlightened being, I want you to, and I'm just, this is radical, I want you to put yourself back underneath the ground. And up above is enlightenment. And that you're going to come up from, it's almost like you're allowing yourself to go down and dirty underneath the ground. To be metamorphosized. In other words, you can't come up from underneath this earth, because here's another one of the elements. It's here to cleanse you. It's here to absorb all of that energy. Because as an enlightened being, you cannot carry that at the same time. It's like the two can't exist simultaneously. And to every moment, I would take myself into that earth, and I would allow the earth to just pull at the pores. You know, like when you've gone to have a facial, they put mud on there, and it's just like it starts drying. It starts pulling out all of the muck and the mire out of the skin cells.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that on a regular basis of going into the earth and allow it to suck and pull all of the energy, because to be an enlightened being, there can be that, you know, not rule you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
What I want to do is be realistic, and yet I want to be, I don't want to be Pollyanna, that this is major work that you're doing. And as you do it for yourself, you're releasing the others who want to have this whatever. You're releasing them from having to do this major job on you. All right?
Okay.
I bless you for calling in, Marie, from North Carolina.
Maria.
Maria. All right.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, if any of the rest of you out there have a similar question, deep questions are very, very welcome. Any kind of question. We'll make it a lesson for anyone else who's listening. And I never make light of what's going on with someone. And, you know, to say that she's not an evolved soul, she isn't a very evolved soul. Many are stepping up to the plate to be evolved souls. And I can say that I'm evolved, and yet on a daily basis, there's always something that comes up. Somebody's stepping across, out on the, you know, and the, as I'm driving, and there were some high school kids, and they were playing games. But, you know, I was coming up to the crosswalk, and they didn't have the light, but they were pretending they were going to step out in front of the car. And I, as I slowed down and was slightly frightened, I had a surge of anger. I thought, what are you guys doing there? And then I noticed that same thing was happening with every car that went along. And are they creating karma or are they just playing games? I don't know. Anyway, it was, you know, I can say I'm very evolved, and yet why was I getting so angry? And then I was realizing when I came home, I start preparing for this program, you know, most of the day I'm jotting down notes. That's why I don't think I want a camera here to see all of the notes that are scribbled and the sticky notes here and there. That, you know, it's okay to bring up the anger. It's how we deal with the anger. Now, with the Ten of Swords, with that anger, I can put it in my heart and I can say I forgive them, because it's not the hurt their stuff. I mean, they're causing some chaos out there. And this is a small example of chaos that will and could happen on our planet. It's how do I react to this? And so I got angry. And I looked at that and I said, okay, I can change this whole thing within me, or I can carry that anger for the rest of the day. I can carry it into my show, and why would I want to do that? So, there's a lot of completion right now. I mentioned about the peeling away the layers of the old, and however you do this. I like that example of going into the earth. Of course, some of you who have been suffocated, that may not be the easiest thing. But you can imagine that you're you know, putting the mud all over the body except over the nose and over the mouth. And to allow that to be symbolic of going into the womb, into the depths of the earth. And by so doing, you're asking that this earth pull out every layer that is not in alignment with your evolution and your incubation of where you're going. And wherever you're going, there you are. So we don't want to take all of that with us. And using the elements, which is where Spirit seemed to want to have me today. So let's talk, since Maria is a Pisces, and we are in the time of Pisces, let me talk just a bit more about that. The Pisces, and this is relevant to the person or relevant to this time period. So Pisces is one of the most spiritual of all signs. And you're saying, well, I'm not a Pisces. Well, you're spiritual too. And you're intuitive. You're all intuitive. It's how you choose to utilize it in your daily life. You can use it with your anger. Okay, I got the anger coming up. Ooh, let me get that one. Let me put it in my heart and say, okay, it's not my job to chastise them. It's my job to let it go. If it's going to harm someone else, then it is my job. So in the time of Pisces, it's a time of completing old obligations. Thinking of the old obligations, it came to mind of, you know, in the winter time, we hibernate. When I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, we didn't hibernate so much because we had the seasons that were pretty much the same. In Mount Shasta, it snowed. You couldn't get out and go anyplace. All right, we have another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Judith. This is Scott calling from Florida.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Very good. Well, Scott, how can I help you today?
Perhaps to confirm something for me. I did a reading for myself a while back. I was only using the major arcana.
Okay,
and
good.
And I was using the pendulum when I do my readings and try to find the right cards. And the only card that came up was the Tower card. So that probably goes along with what you're saying and what's going on in the world in general, and
mm-hmm.
probably everyone is being affected by this archetype in one way or the other. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think, well, I'm finding both kinds, Scott. I'm finding that a lot of the retired people who have a steady income,
yes,
are not being impacted as much.
Okay.
Or at least there's, because I'm kind of taking a poll here and there. And yet, health issues are, if money issues aren't up there for them, many of them have health issues.
Yes.
So I think that underneath the surface, most people can say that there's something going on with them, whatever it is. So with you, you pulled the card of the Tower. What deck are you using?
I was using Rider Waite, and it was upright.
And I don't use whether it's upright or reversed. I'm using the Crowley deck. So the Rider Waite is, it has, I used to use the Morgan Greer. And correct me if there are two people that are falling out of the tower.
Yes.
Fire up on the top. The wind is, the air is, there's a lot of swirls around, and so the elements of, they're all in motion.
Fire and air.
Earth, air, fire, and water are all
yes.
in motion simultaneously. So with this, Scott, when I was doing that visualization, with you, it feels like that you and one other person, or you and your higher self, or you and your lower self, are falling. And yet you've been caught freeze frame. You are in the midst of the eye of the hurricane.
Mm.
And you can choose to slow it down or speed it up, whatever. And the tower usually is described as destructive.
Mm-hmm.
With the Crowley deck, gosh, the Crowley deck is so much different. It's like apples and oranges. I have that, this other visual so much in my mind. I think I'll have to go with that. With the Crowley, and I just got the visual back again. At the bottom, there's a dragon, and it's breathing fire on the tower, which is you. So it has all of the elements also.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, did you have a question when you, and I like the fact that you're using the pendulum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you're taking the intuitiveness to the next level.
Yes, I was wondering, because in my daily experience today when I was driving around, I would see like half of a word, and I knew that it said construction, but I saw destruction.
Uh-huh.
So, I know there's probably, with the Tower card, we have, I suppose, correct me if I'm wrong, we're creating a new plateau, a new foundation for ourselves. It's about being more of who we are. It's about, yes, maybe we need to see the whole thing destroyed before something new can be created. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. It's like I was saying, going into, take the example of the seed. And we're getting ready, we're in this time of Pisces, where we're still in the destruction and the hibernation. We can't plant just yet. Maybe you can in Florida.
Spring is here, yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of the earth and how the loose soil, and it's gotten lots of nutrients in it, and it has the planting mix in it, and so I can get my hands in the dirt and I can put these seeds in. And each of these seeds are the hard core of, I'm stubborn, I'm not going to change. And so as I put this seed in, and by the way, some of the seeds have to be cracked by fire or something destructive to break that shell so that the real essence of us can come forth. And so when we put it in the soil, we water it, and the soil pulls it and just doesn't allow that shell to remain anymore.
Mm.
And so what is coming out of that for you, Scott, is the emergence of the a new you, because the old pattern, and I'm right there with you, so old layers, I can't keep recreating a radio program in the same way that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with you, whatever your spiritual work is, and you are a spirit, another spiritual teacher coming in here. I love it. So you're being prepared for something beyond where you've been before, and you've got to, you don't got to do anything, but it's you're encouraged to be freeze-framed for a bit, you and another part of yourself or another person, to take a look at the destruction that wants to happen so that you can emerge. And it could be, for some of you listening, I'm using Scott as a springboard, for some of you out there, it's time for that relationship to be over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep pretending that you've got a good relationship when you hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with a job. You can't keep going into a job that you hate and you hate everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time of destruction so that the construction and the emergence of the new Aquarius age, and where does it begin and where does it end, doesn't make any difference. For each of us, it's coming at a different place.
Do you see a change in geography in terms of moving to a new place at this time, or is that, I sense that's in the air, but I'm not getting that it's just yet. I sense
no.
That it could be Tampa or it could be the southwest portion of the United States. I don't know.
Well, are you in a relationship?
No.
Well, what came up was a lover's card. And if you're not in a relationship, then you're being blessed with finding the dark and the light part of yourself. Because remember on that tower card with your deck, you have the two figures falling out of the tower.
Yes.
And they haven't fallen, they're just caught. And so to take the time to allow the destruction of whatever is not working for you, and with the lovers, there will emerge out of this a relationship.
Mm.
And at this particular time, and this is for anyone else listening out here, to be in a relationship, we can't hate any part of ourselves.
Mm.
Take that part, like, for a minute, I hated myself for being angry at those teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I let go of the anger, you know, I didn't want to carry it.
And
so it's like the tower card. I was destructing. I went to the core of what my anger was about.
And I had driven up to St. Augustine today. I'm on vacation this week, and I had an incident with people passing me and getting up behind me and tailgating me and all sorts of stuff. And I, again, had to consciously choose, okay, I'm going to let go of this. I'm not going to hold this. This is my vacation. These guys are just goofing off. It's just they're just playing. Rather dangerously, but they're still playing. You know, with that, I have to exhale. I just breathe it out
right
then and there, just
very good.
Like that, to dispel it.
Excellent, excellent. So you're right. You and Maria, you, Scott, and you, Maria, are right on purpose. And anyone else listening to this, we have, and I, for some reason, I'm looking at the archives where you can purchase archives for 30 days. And my eye went right to that. See, I read everything.
Mm.
I saw 30 days. Give yourself 30 days to purify. No kidding.
Okay.
And set yourself that this is a goal between the now and the end of 30 days. You're going to complete whatever it takes to get to this place of purity, whether it's going into the earth and allowing yourself to be metamorphosized. Do whatever it takes. I mean, all of you have tools. I've got a ton of them from all the years of teaching and all the years of studying, you know, before I started teaching. So whatever tool you use, use it consistently. For example, if you were going to use an element, the elements that I was talking about,
yeah,
be consistent until you've mastered it.
I use the solstice and equinox times to also, Lazarus has a meditation there that I use for those times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
I love that.
That's very helpful.
I thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Judith.
You are so welcome. All right. So that leaves the line open. We just have a couple more minutes, however. I thank you for all the people who've been listening and all of the evolved souls out there who are completing so that they are truly ready for what is about to be happening. And I don't know what it is. I'm not predicting gloom and doom because our own whatever is going to come up. And with the Lover's card, let me look at that, the dark and the light. Okay, it's the duality. This is a Gemini card. It is the duality, the dark and the light, the young and the old. And how can we bring those together and synthesize them? We have the lion and the eagle, which represents Scorpio. Those two are just about as opposites as you can get. And so you're integrating and synthesizing all of the opposites that are within you, so that you are at one ment with spirit and with God and whoever your higher power is. Now, many of you have so many tools. I can't begin to name all the ones that all of you out there are using. And I honor you for the work that you're doing. Well, I'd just like to have you check out my website. I still have the MountShastaMagic.com. I have actually four titles, and they all go to the same place. And you can check out me and what I look like and the mountain in the background. And on the front page, I just put out some classes. The one that my favorite one, I think, is the one where it's an email class where I meditate every morning and I pull a card or cards and I send it out, and then you respond, or sometimes I just throw out a question. And during this day, we go back and forth with the email. If email works for you, that's fine. And I'm going to be starting a tarot class using the Crowley deck, which includes astrology, colors, and all of the depths of the symbols of the Crowley deck. I consider that the king of the deck. It has everything in it. And this would be a teleconference class, especially if you have Skype. That would be fabulous. We could all call together and Skype, and we can Skype away. And if there's anyone out there who would like a personal reading in and around what's coming up for you in the tower, in and around the Ten of Swords of Ruin, in and around the lovers, relationship, or anything, feel free to email me. And I will call you and we'll set that appointment up. I truly love to do this. I'm asking spirit to be of higher service. When I was in Mount Shasta, I wrote down, show me where my light is needed. Well, a month later, I'm up in Eugene, Oregon. So be careful what you write because it's going to happen. Okay. Again, my website is www.mountshastamagic.com. And just check out the website, see what I have to offer. I'll be back next Thursday if you're in the Eugene area. On Monday nights, you can tune into my TV program. We're doing everything possible to get that up on the web. And we'll see about getting a camera while I do this radio program. But my desk is pretty messy, so anyway, it's okay. All right, I'm going to close. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.